Our next presentation is Supervision Courses to Support Student Placement. It will be presented by Estelle Hoppmeyer from the McGill Project. Bonjour, Estelle.
Bonjour.
It's down for you.
Bonjour. I'm wearing a different hat. Now I'm wearing my hat to talk about the supervision course. Just to mention before I start, because we've been talking about partnerships, but this supervision course that I'm going to be presenting and then moving into new directions really is based on two major partnerships. The first is with the University of Ottawa. University of Ottawa started before us and had a supervision course in French, and they very graciously allowed us to translate their modules. So the first number of years that we were doing the course, we were using Ottawa's material translated into English. It was a bit funny because some of the material they used was originally English. They translated into French, and we landed up translating it back into to English. And we subsequently to that have changed some of our and updated our modules. The second partnership that I'd like to mention is all the professional schools in McGill. This is the first time that we really work together: occupational therapy, physiotherapy, nursing, social work, speech pathology. You've seen the people presenting. And honestly, when we got together, we began to talk about stages, and then we worked together very collaboratively on the supervision course. Unfortunately, many of them are teaching or have exams today, so I'm here representing the whole group. The McGill course, which you're going to see here, I decided not to do a PowerPoint because it really is in a major period of transition. What I would be showing you would be not what will be the person registering will see in April, because McGill is changing the whole platform. So it will be look visually very different. But we just thought we'd show you how to register first. It's very simple. It's also in the handout that you got, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about the course. So here we go. You take a look at the website, which you have. Then you go into Module 2, Measure 2, Measure 2. Then you click on Supervision Course. Got to find it. It's there. There. And then you'll see there's a registration form. So this is really all a person has to do to get into the supervision course. Once you fill in your form, then it gets taken over by our IT people, and you'll be given a guest pass. So this is really accessible to anybody who wants to take the course. Once people are in, they will see that there is a series of dates. The McGill course is run on, again, as I say, the Ottawa model, where each module is given on a weekly basis for 4 weeks, and it is facilitated by one of the professional people that I have described. The idea is that people will be doing a series of tasks as well as reading material, and they have an opportunity to post comments. And then the facilitator's role is to kind of help people link the different posts that people say. So-and-so said that. Has anybody else had that experience? Because what we were trying to do was to build what we called a community of learners, so that if you were the only English-speaking social worker up in Gaspésie, you could then link with other social workers or other professionals as well. So this has worked quite well. And once people complete, they get this nice certificate that they can put on their wall saying that they have participated in the course. There's going to be a lot of changes, so let me just mention them to you briefly. The first thing is that we are going to be having access to a French course. A number of our field teachers would prefer to do the course in French, and University of British Columbia graciously allowed us to translate their course into French. So very shortly, when you go onto our site, you will see a link to UBC in French. You could also get the link to UBC in English. You will also find that there'll be a link to a course that's given by Western Ontario. These last two courses I'm describing are different. They're really self-directed learning. You kind of click in, say you're interested in evaluation. So you click into evaluation and you'll have four or five different areas. But there'll be no feedback and there'll be no interaction with anybody else. It's a different way of learning and we think it's quite effective. Some of the areas that we're going to be moving into, the first is there will be this new platform. We have somebody, what I call our techie, working to put these modules onto the new platform. What we'd like to do is we'd like to create a student module. Right now, students could take the supervisory module, but we thought it would be a good idea to create one specifically for students, building on material that we have. The other thing is we thought we'd like to jazz up our modules a bit. We're realizing that people that are teaching are getting younger and younger, and it might be a way of making it more high-tech for them as well. And we also would like to be kind of in touch with some of the newer practices in supervision. One of the handouts that you have has sort of, one is sort of the traditional supervision. Those of you that supervise know how important the relationship is, for example, and giving feedback, and sometimes how do you give negative feedback. But you'll notice on a second page, we have a series of kind of new world sites on supervision that you might want to check. A number of websites that seem quite good. Virtual supervision, for example. So if I were standing up here in 2 or 3 years, I might be saying our course is going to change totally because I think we're going to be introducing some of these new sites. And we're also going to try to make it more user-friendly. Right now, we have a lot of ins and outs for those of you that have tried it, and we promise that it will work very well. So we hope that people will explore this website starting in probably end of April, because I think it'll take us about probably a month to go on to the new platform. But we're excited. We are going to continue facilitating the McGill approach because we really think there's value in helping people to connect to one another and really to become this community of learners. So that's the course. We have given you some handouts, one in English, one in French, and then you'll also see the pages of bibliography as well. So thank you very much. Any pressing questions or are we okay? Maybe not pressing, but a question.
Thank you, Estelle. That's great. And I have a very short question. I just wanted to clarify then. So this program is available in English and French?
No. This program is available in English at McGill. If you want to do it in French, then we will hook you up to University of Ottawa.
Okay.
Because they still keep some spots for are people that would like to do a facilitated course. The course that would be open easily in French will be the UBC course.
Okay, so if we have preceptors who want to do the course in French, we can either hook them up through University of Ottawa or we do the UBC one, which is a different course.
That's right. UBC would be very simple. The click, click, they're in. You know, there wouldn't have to be a process of going through Ottawa. But Ottawa has been quite accommodating, and in fact, they have just asked us if we would do a face-to-face supervision course for them in Ottawa. So there's been a good collaboration between the two groups.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.